Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last thing? Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's the Real Ass Podcast. We're almost on time. Come on now. Come on now.
Oh, man.
I will say, not Lewis's fault. We would have been here earlier.
Yeah, I was really early today.
There was a guy that was here early, but he had a stomach.
No, somebody had to go shit in the bathroom for a while and waste our goddamn time. How long has it been since Ian's been on this show?
It kept coming out.
And I will note, Ian did not have that banana before he went in the bathroom.
I had too many. I got truffle cheese and truffle salami. I got a little bit of truffle. And
ooh, truffle is brewing.
Truffle is his name. And tearing up my ass is his game. And I should have had this last night. It's a diuretic.
Listen, we have an incredible show planned today. Hold on. I'm just signing in to the great gasdigitalnetwork.com. You guys can be a subscriber and be a part of the Racist Live Chat, as well as get instant access to the on-demand library for all of the shows. So when we record a show, it goes live for free for everybody. But immediately, it's available for everybody, ad-free and uncensored. By the time it gets over to fucking YouTube, by the time it gets to iTunes, let me tell you something, dude. The liberal cucks have had their fucking hands in it. Yep. We got to take out a bunch of shit. You're not getting the real shows if you're watching it on YouTube or iTunes. And it's not my fault. It's not that I don't want to give you the real show. It's just the way society is. So you have to go to, look, realistically, the new gasdigital.com will be on the dark web. We're not going to be able to actually host
World our- Star Hip Hop.
Yes, we're not going to be able to host our content on white media, okay? Listen to me, gasdigitalnetwork.com, use that promo code RAP, get a 7-day free trial, get instant access to everything right away.
And you'll be able to call the dark web what it really is.
The dark web. The dark web.
Why? That's what Miles Morales shoots.
Can we, Shannon? That was fucking actually a great joke.
Woo!
Shannon, question, can we get Australian Nate on the phone and get an update with him?
Shut up. Can we really talk to
can
him?
Can we talk to him right now? I'd love to.
Let me look up what time it is.
Duck weeb. I think it's later.
Oh, my
It's either later
God.
Or it's last night.
Dude, I watched Tickled last night, and I couldn't stop doing Norwegian accents, and now, or New Zealand, and now Nate. I hadn't thought of him forever. I love him.
It's 3 a.m. tomorrow there.
Call Let's him go. Up.
Call him up.
Yeah, wake him up.
I don't
wake him
up. I don't have his current number.
Shannon, call
We've just
the
been emailing.
One.
I can email him and see if he's awake.
Call the prime minister. Tell him to wait, Nate.
You got to do
call the prime minister. Call the embassy.
Look, incredible show plan today. You know him. You love him. He annoys me, but I love him as well. It's a love-hate relationship. A lot more hate than love, but there is a little bit of love. Here he is. Ian Finance is back on the show.
Woo! Yeah, man, we go to Jamaica one
You don't
time.
Have to do Jamaican accents to get in my good graces. Sorry. I think that people
Hey, what
think
are you trying
that...
to steal my seat?
Fuck you, Figs. You don't have to do a Jamaican accent to get in my good graces. It does help. Also, ladies and gentlemen, it's been literally years since before the pandemic.
Yes.
This guy has been on the show. You know him from the For Who, For What podcast. One of the old roasting fucking kings. Patrick Schroeder's back on the show.
What's up, guys? Oof.
It was gunshots.
It was, yeah. Ian, his energy is so out of control. It's just like, man, he keeps bumping into me and shoving me, but he's also got like banana all over his face. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yep. Well worth the wait, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, guys,
that's what I'm here for.
He's the worst. He's not a good person.
Let him loose and let him go. I just want to see it. I'm here to watch.
I was thinking while I was
Can you Heil Hitler at me again, please?
Lewis, this is my
With this pinky ring. That's how
You don't
points.
Have to Heil Hitler to get in my good graces.
No,
hey, man.
We got to exterminate the Jews today.
Everything Irie about the Holocaust, man. Look, I love what you're putting down right now, okay?
They're Jews, they're gypsies, they're bum
I was trying to do like Lou. Get on the train, man. I was thinking when I was shitting that, man, I really love you, and you really helped me learn how to podcast. You gave me so many chances. Remember back in the day when it was in Ralph's apartment? Yeah. Look how far we've come.
You're in a weird mood today, and I don't mind it. Let's do our
plugs. It's the holiday season. He's reminiscing.
It's a holiday. I'm excited. I'll tone it down.
Tone it down.
And
relax. You don't gotta, you gotta be gushing love fag juice all over the place. So just fucking chill. Be a dude.
It's the I am a dude. I'm my dude.
Come
I'm
in.
Me.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Can you accept a compliment?
Bang.
Are you allowed to do that?
Bang.
Can you live in a world where everything with Lewis
Let's
is
do our
okay?
plugs. Let's get them done. Let's get into the show. We have a lot to talk about on today's show. I'm very excited about today's show. Ian Finance, what you plugging on?
I'm plugging on a lot of fun stuff coming up in the new year. I am at Denver Comedy Works January 11th to 12th, Fairfield Comedy Club January 14th, Coastal Creative Tampa, Florida. I'm coming your way January 26th, 27th, 28th. And then in February, we're going all the fuck over. I'm talking, wow, can you believe it? Long Island, Hyenas Fort Worth, Hyenas Dallas, Oklahoma, Hollywood Improv, IanFidance.com, iAnimal69, Bye Guys, Gas
all
Digital
right,
Network,
go,
and
Being
Ian
up.
With Jordan, Patreon.com/Being Ian with Jordan.
You can take my up. Plugs time because I literally have nothing going on.
There
so
we go. That's a great
me.
Plug right there. Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Well,
keep
I
it
love
moving.
When the fans come out and say hi.
Zach Amico?
I just want to plug the results of Ian's 23andMe, where he recently found out he's Jewish.
You're Jewish.
Yes.
You are Jewish.
Well, I am.
We said it
that
the whole time.
That wasn't just a feeling.
That makes sense.
Yeah. We said it the
that
whole time.
That wasn't blind hatred.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
I was like, oh, my skin crawled when he came in the room. I was like, I thought that was just Ian's annoyingness, but it turns out it was his religion.
Yeah. My blood.
Look, a lot of live stuff coming up. The next live stuff on the road, Los Angeles, California, New Year's Eve. We just added a 7:30 show. Me, the great Dave Smith, co-headlining at the Comedy Store. Grab your fucking tickets. We're adding special guests. It's going to be the best fucking weekend of your entire life. Trust me on this. Then we just added, this isn't even on my website yet, Sunday on the 1st of January. They're opening the Comedy Store back up because Big J's coming to LA. We're doing a live Legion of Skanks.
Woo!
Live Legion of Skanks, very special guests, which we have not booked yet, but there's a lot of doggies in town. I'm going to tell you right now, shit's going to get wild. It's going to be a great Legion of Skanks live from the main room. It's the only show at the Comedy Store that night. We said we wanted to do it. They said, we're not even supposed to be here. So they're forcing their staff to come in on their day off. Everyone's going to be hungover. They're going to be miserable.
He's on fire.
I don't envy that staff at all.
Every drink is getting spit in.
Yeah. So just so you know, if you guys want cum drinks, spit drinks, this is your fucking night to come to the Comedy Store live Legion of Skanks on January 1st. That'll be up on my website before this hits YouTube and all the other things. January 5th through 7th, Washington, D.C. Then I will be the 12th through the 15th, Phoenix, Arizona. The 19th through 22nd, Bloomington, Minnesota. The 26th through the 28th, Cuyahoga Falls. Fuck a fuka fucks. And then I'm going to be with Big J the first weekend of February in Boston and at Foxwoods, that big theater at Foxwoods. He's doing his first two theater shows. I'm going to be featuring on. Very proud of him. Very excited for
That's
him.
Awesome.
These shows are going to be fucking great. I don't know if they're sold out already, but they're going to sell out. Jay's a fucking monster. It's his first time doing the Wilbur. It's fucking huge. I'm really, really honored to be on these shows. So come out to those shows. And I got a lot of other live stuff coming up. Houston, San Diego, Yonkers. All this stuff's going up on my website. All through March, April, May, I'm touring the fuck. Now that I know I'm not fighting for sure, every weekend I'll be on the road all throughout those months, and I will be doing a special the first week of June. It looks like it's London. I'm getting kind of cold feet, but I'm not going to have cold feet. I was going to get cold feet. My girlfriend was like, I was like, maybe I won't do it in London. She was like, what's wrong with you?
Why are you so cold?
She was like, ew, get these cold, clammy feet off me. No, she was like, well, and she's right. She's like, you said you're going to do it. And I was like, you know what?
Why are you in cold feet?
Because it's just, I can't, like, scout locations there. I got to fucking, you know, it's a lot more
work.
Logistically, yeah, work. But yeah. I have some solutions, so whatever.
Final solution.
Subscribe to Gas Digital. Subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake, and where I'm giving away Skankfest tickets right now. If you could stream snipe me, if you jump into my Warzone game and you could identify yourself and then kill me, you get a free pair of all access passes. I'm giving away three pairs this way. I've only given away one so far. Every game somebody finds me. They're like, Lewis, I want the tickets. And then they chase me through the map. I kill them sometimes. Sometimes I just run away. Who knows?
And well, if they can kill you with the knife.
Oh, if they can kill me like my dad died, if they can stab me, they get the golden ticket, which allows you to skip all the lines at Skankfest.
Bro, you running people's pockets on Warzone had me dying.
It's my new favorite thing. It's just the proximity chat is a new level.
What is it?
So when you're playing Warzone, if you're near somebody in a house, you can talk to each other.
So if you're within their proximity.
So sometimes you're like, hey, dude, let's team up. And then there's like, all right, dude, let's team up. Let's go try to like run the map. And then as soon as he turns around, you blast him in the back of the head. It's the best.
Can you still talk to him after you kill them? Or is it like...
For like a second.
So you get like 1 second of shit talking?
Yeah, they're like, fuck you, you piece of shit. There and then you
go. I used to do that with like Shuli. And when we would die, we'd say like things like, I want to go on a date with my mother. And you'd hear someone be like, what the fuck?
It is really fun. So look, we have a lot of great stuff to talk about. First of all, I want to say I did get my MRI results this morning. I have had knee issues recently, and if you've not been paying attention to my life, which that's just my right knee also sucks. My left knee was to the point where it feels like it's about to explode. Even when I walk, it just feels like it's not even like it's pain. Pain's the wrong way to describe it. It feels unstable to the point.
Like it's going
to
go.
It just feels like it's going to crumble. Like whatever's going on between the
swollen?
The upper leg and the lower leg.
Fluid buildup?
No. What it turns out,
have no cartilage.
I have no heart. So I'm heartless. And no, I have a complex meniscus tear.
Almost said meniscus.
Boy.
Which I don't even really know what that means. The meniscus is a part of the knee, right? The cartilage or something or other. I don't know. I fucking saw a doctor and I went and got an MRI and he was like, this is 100%. He was like, some doctors will tell you like, oh, maybe get surgery, maybe don't. He was like, you got to get surgery. He was like, there's no steroid shots. There's no fucking, you know, because people are like, oh, get stem cells, get cortisone. You could just fucking put it off for a while, put surgery off. He was like, you're not going to be able to train jiu-jitsu if you don't do this. He was like, there's a flap of fucking the meniscus and it's like loose. And it's going. The reason it's hurting on this side is because it's loose and it goes to the other side of my bone. So I thought it was on this side. It turns out it's on the inside of my fucking knee. But it's all swollen. It's all fucked up. And the surgery is not that bad. It's going to be very, very quick. He was like, you can walk the next day. You don't need crutches. You don't need anything. He said,
oh, it's outpatient.
Yeah, I guess. No, he put you under, though.
Right, but...
I don't stay overnight, no.
Right, yeah, you go in.
Yeah, you go in, I go out, you can walk the next day. He said you could be doing light exercise on it within a few days.
Whoa.
He said you could train jiu-jitsu within 6 weeks. So it's not bad.
That's great.
Yeah, it's great, yeah.
Something goes wrong with the surgery. Then.
Unless something goes wrong with the surgery, you're a fucking real asshole.
Who takes over?
He starts having a muscle spasm in the middle of it, just carves up my leg.
He gets really into the song that's on.
Ooh, wah! What could go wrong during the surgery?
Ask Kanye's mom.
Things go wrong all the time during surgery. That's why people are afraid to have surgery.
It's an orthoscopic thing. They just put a little thing in, beep, boop, bop, boop. It's not open heart surgery.
Just hope the anesthesiologist isn't having a bad day.
It's just some beep, boop, bop, boop.
Yeah,
it's just some beep, boop, bop, boop, dude. What the fuck?
Why are you putting this on?
I got to be honest with you. What I am excited about, because my surgery is set for January 17th.
Perfect.
It's the earliest date.
Good day,
right?
For a surgery.
And... You know, what I'm excited about is getting put under.
Yeah.
With the time I had my eye surgery, they put me under. I've had eye surgery twice. The one time they put me under and they gave me, I think it was what they gave Michael Jackson. I think it was propofol.
Jesus juice.
Doggy, wow. That shit was fire.
Dude, when they do the countdown, when they give you the stuff and they go, all right, countdown from 10 to 1. And every time you're like, I'll get to fucking 1. And you're like, 9. Hey, and then you just wake up and everything's over.
No,
you're
but
like,
but here's the thing:
when I got put down for my ankle surgery, I remember singing "Funky Town" to the beeps. I was beep beep boop beep boop beep beep boop.
Doggy, what do you do? The highest you'll ever be is if you're getting put under. Just fight it.
The best.
Fight going under. Because there's going to be 2 seconds of the highest you'll ever be in your entire life. You'll get it if you're like, no, dude, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go. And then you're going to go, and your eyes are going to just fucking, and you roll back,
best.
And it's awesome.
Dude, I got my wisdom teeth out, and I came out of, like, surgery or whatever, and I was just like, pulling my pants up and was like, "What do you think of this?" Just show my cock to all the nurses. Oh, yeah, this dude. Girl wants to be my girlfriend. And then they were like, "Sir, your mother's going to clothe you." I was like, "Don't put me in a room with that lady. She's going to touch me." And they're like, "What the fuck?"
Dude, I love it. I love some good, best. High quality,
especially
put me the fuck
sober
under.
Person.
So, yeah. Ooh,
freebie.
I'm very excited about going in for that reason. I'm also excited just that I know now what I have to do because I waited, right? And I look, here's the thing. The timing of it, obviously, I'm not fighting Ellis now. And I doubt that fight will ever happen. I don't know. I still don't know if he's going to do Skankfest. We're starting to book Skankfest now. And Rebecca hit me up and she's like, "Should we be reaching out to Ellis?" And I was like, "I don't think he wants to do it." So we're going to offer him to come at Skankfest. I don't think he wants to fucking do it. He got very fucking weird.
Yeah, what happened?
Whatever. I've gone over it enough. Oh, I don't want to, you know, go. I'll send you a link. Okay, you'll fucking get it. All right. But at the time, like, he was like, "Oh, you waited so long to see a doctor." And other people are like, "Yeah, if you would have seen a doctor and gotten a surgery 2 months ago, you would have had enough time to train." Yeah, I guess
you're a touring comic.
Hindsight's 20/20. I didn't know. I literally was like, "All right, let me rest my knee." It wasn't a moment where I tore something. It wasn't like I was in class and I fucking, you know, shifted and I felt a pop. It wasn't like that. I just woke up on a Monday and my knee was really swollen. And then I was like, "All right, that's fucking weird." So I just tried to rest it and I rested and I rested and I rested. And after a little while, I was like, "Fucking, this is not healing." So after like a month, I started talking about going to see a doctor. And then I finally got in. I finally got an MRI. So, yeah, it is what it is. I got to get a surgery. I will need to take 6 weeks to recover. Some other people, look, I'm also not a fucking young man. I don't know. I might need more than 6 weeks to recover. I have no idea. So I want to get back to doing jiu-jitsu. I want to get back to fucking, you know, feeling healthy and feeling good. And so
do you think you'll ever fight again?
Will I ever fight? I don't know. If me and Ellis don't fight, I probably am not looking for another fight. You know, I would do shit at Ellis Mania, like boxing shit and exhibition shit for fun, for shits and giggles. But a serious fight, it's so much wear. And this is why I'm here, because it's so much wear and tear on your body. And that's the other side of it that I don't think people realize, that like this is the training camp hasn't even started. The where I'm putting hours every single day into it hasn't started. I was planning on taking off of months of touring and literally fucking going out and doing two-a-day training sessions. And what that does to your body over time, for a young person, it's wear and tear on the body. For me, where I'm not an athlete, I think it's just too much on my body right now. And I think that's what's going on. I was just starting to train too hard. I was doing jiu-jitsu 4 or 5 days a week. I was starting to run, and it hit me very hard, very, very quickly. And I don't know. You know, I don't have a foundation of being an athlete. I think a lot of these guys that did sports in high school, or you know, I didn't do anything. I didn't run a mile until I was an adult.
Ian,
did you make an accent, please?
May I add a
thing? Hey, man, may I have the floor?
Hey, man, give me the floor. Yeah, and also you're a touring comic. Like, you're doing an hour. You can't afford to take time off to fucking train and, like, do all the shit for some fight. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
And to maybe get injured in the process where I can't do the other things that I want to do. So that's sort of where my head's
at. You're not some fucking dumb Australian ex-DJ queer.
Ooh. That's what's up.
You know?
I like how
he's a giant, beautiful piece.
He's got a beautiful cock.
I've seen it, I'd love to measure it with my throat. I'd love to see how deep it can go.
You guys should have him on Bod Guys. He would be perfect for your show. Fucking spit.
That would be the episode of me and Ian going,
rolling it out. Hot he is.
You think he's hot?
Oh.
You like a big fucking meaty piece like that? You want a big fat cock?
I want to hold on to it and do this like I'm finding out who's going to back
first. How many
potatoes?
Yeah. Like
spin around in a circle?
Yeah. You're such a queer.
Oh, yeah, you put your forehead on it.
Yeah, you just spin around.
And then try to hit a pinata with it.
Yep, yep.
I fell on it.
we'll see what happens. Look, if Ellis will come to Skank, if Ellis will come to Skankfest next year, maybe we can do something there. Where maybe it might just have to be boxing. I don't know that my body is ready to be training MMA, dude. It's so much wrestling. Wrestling is so much wear and tear on the body. Like, jiu-jitsu is a lot of wear and tear on the body too, but you can go light. I can go with older guys in class. I don't need to fucking really, really kill myself to spar and to train MMA. What it does to your body in order to be prepared. Like, it's a lot, dude. I was sparring with Preacher Lawson, dude. He comes at you. Preacher fucking throws really hard kicks and he punches.
He's hot too.
Dude, yeah, he's a fighter. He's really tough. He's a tough fighter. You know, So
what?
Just the training. The fight itself is one thing. It's not the fight that is the most dangerous. What's dangerous is leading up to it, just being kicked and punched 1,000 times, you know, having your body slammed. Like, you know, there's just a ton. And, you know, so that's sort of where my head's at. But we'll see what happens. I would like Jason and them to be at LS Mania at Skankfest. I'd love for them to do it. They're a part of the festival now. I really like them being a part of it.
I would love to fight Ellis.
You personally.
And
please.
Preacher, I'd love to fight their dicks into my mouth.
You'd love for them to have a sword fight?
Yeah, I'd love for them to now, fight over my little bully hole.
There is no Ellis Mania at Skankfest. Shannon, could you show Lewis the Micro Wrestling Federation?
What? Oh, what yes. These I promos. Think this would go why over... am I doing this?
So here's the thing. So if there's no... we would do something. We did pro wrestling and MMA fights the year before Ellis was at Skankfest. Yeah, we did it with Catalyst Wrestling, and me and Harrington did an MMA fight. We did boxing fights. So
dude,
it's not like
gotta do micro wrestling.
Let me say this: Ellis Mania wasn't the first time we did fights, and wouldn't be the last time we did fights at Skankfest, right? So I know some of his fans would be like, "Oh, they're gonna just steal the idea." It's like, no, we were doing shit before. We're doing shit before, but I like Ellis's thing, and he has a unique thing. I would never fucking do, you know, blindfolded fights or the musical chair fights. That's his shit. You know what I'm saying? But like, we would figure out our own thing, and that's that. I would much rather have Ellis and his guys come in and produce it with him because I think it's a cool thing. I like his thing. I like them taking it over, and it feels like it fits. But if he doesn't want to work with me, it is what it is. It's all good. We'll figure it out. Yeah, let me see this micro whatever fights.
Dude, it's amazing.
It's an entire roster.
They're not even in a gym. They're in a diorama.
And they're like a touring thing. They have an entire roster of vision. But they have like old-timey gimmicks, like a Native American chief still.
That's great. I love it.
They have a Michael Jackson impersonator. I think this would go over huge.
I think it would go over well. Which is, can I just
an
say,
oxymoron
though?
With these guys. Hey.
I think it would go over well. I just don't think that our audience would care that much. Not as much as...
Wait till you see the promos. Can you pop the promos
but let me just say this. I don't think that our audience would care as much as watching Dylan fight Harrington.
Yeah, like, but that Catalyst show, though, was
we spend a year building out like these, you know, these things. And that's,
get
and,
these little
and
guys
even
involved.
The skank, the fans just showing up. And it's different because pro wrestling... At fighting, it's real. The stakes are real. It's like watching somebody on a tightrope, right? And pro wrestling is entertaining and it's fun, but it's not the appeal. I got stuck.
Keep your eyes to yourself.
The appeal of fighting is so universal, whereas the appeal of pro wrestling, like anybody, there was people that were not even at Skankfest that were just coming to the back area and watching what was going on, people with kids and shit.
Oh, that Catalyst show at Skankfest.
No, the Catalyst show got it was fucking massive, but the biggest moment of that show was
Can't
you still have fights?
Yeah,
and you're part of Catalyst, so that's another thing. Yeah. It's like Chris from Brooklyn. People cared. The Skanks audience didn't just care about blanket pro wrestling. If we just booked a pro wrestling show, they wouldn't have cared.
Blanket pro wrestling is what Ian did in the second grade.
All right, regardless. All right, let's
have gas people like fight the midgets.
Harrington versus two midgets.
Yes, that is great, dude.
It's also a lot of.
Can we please see the promos? No, I love Psycho. Psycho.
All right, let's
He's
see Psycho's
great.
Promo.
And then the Indian guy, and then they got like fat. Little guys.
Why don't you have these guys dress up as gas personalities? Like you get a big
Jay Oakerson.
Thank you.
Yeah, by the way, now you guys are cooking. Yeah.
Alex Scarlittle.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's perfect.
Shannon Wehire.
Yeah. Little Jay Gomez.
This is the best.
Yes.
I can't stop. Dude, keep on saying names.
It's incredible.
Keep on saying names.
Yes. Dave Smidge.
Oh, shit. Half Sutton.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude, this has half to happen.
Half Sutton.
Ralph Q, there's a button.
And it's still a lurching freak.
And just regular size Harrington has to fight him, too.
Dude, I'm telling you, that would be so fun, and it'd be promo for them, promo for you. It's a new thing. These micro wrestlers are, like, new on the scene.
That would be funny.
Yes.
If we can get the micro wrestlers to dress up as people from the Gas Digital universe.
Snack and Eco.
Oh my God. Ian Gay Dance. Preacher, please fuck Ian, that wrestler.
Jason Ellis, let me suck your cock. No, seriously, call me.
And in this corner.
Yeah, if you see Preacher,
the mouth from the south.
The mouth going south.
Dude, this is the best.
I really like it.
This is the best. This is, you gotta do it, dude. These little micro guys, they're the future.
I like it.
I love you.
Yeah,
Ian's using the banana as a prop now. He's just pointing with it. You should be the banana comic.
I should.
I think Ian kind of is the banana comic.
Yeah, I really leaned into being a clown.
Yeah,
which is what we are. I've accepted my fate.
There you go.
Okay, yes. Let me see this.
What Psycho.
What the fuck?
No. Take that, you bitch.
Sega don't play well with others.
Sega don't play well with others. I can do him. I watch so many of his videos. Sega.
Do you have the tin? The
are we
going
to be able to get
tin.
Them, though? They're like known now, right?
They're a touring company.
Dude.
We could just hire other midgets.
They're midget backyard? Wrestlers, dude.
Backyard ones.
They like, it'll help them promo. What else are they doing? They don't even live a full calendar year.
they live in a fucking forest.
Yeah, dude.
Are you saying like they're flies?
Their year is shorter.
You have to knock on a giant mushroom in order to talk to their leader.
Half of them live in a shoe.
Yeah, dude.
That'd be amazing.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. YoDelta.com makes incredible Delta THC products, Delta 8 THC products, gummies, vapes. They get you super stoned, and they're delivered right to your door.
Absolutely, and you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped, and it gets you really high. I will tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works. And these products should be taken responsibly.
All you have to do right now is go to YoDelta.com this holiday season and grab some amazing products. And if you want to save some cash, use the promo code GAS for 25% off. 25% off YoDelta.com. All right, where were we? Yeah, so look, we'll see what happens. I like that. That's a very good idea.
And the idea that we're flooding Fremont Street with midgets is also hilarious. Imagine being on acid and you just see 40 midgets roll up.
Dude, incredible. And at the same time, you'd save money on hotel rooms because you could pack like 15 in a room.
Yeah, like drawers, like Japanese businessmen.
All right, look, let's. Did you guys see the Chris D'Elia documentary yet?
No, not yet.
Doggy, it's not looking good for him.
Is it the Jimmy Savile documentary?
Dude, I don't. It's
can
some,
we see the trailer?
Some, yeah, pull up the first like couple minutes. It's really well made. Some dude. And look, I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't know what the fucking deal is with Chris D'Elia. I don't know the guy. I've not really interacted with him much, right?
DGC.
Part of me, like, I feel like he was, you know, every man should fucking have his day in court, right? And if he did something illegal, I guess they'd figure it out. But it seemed from the stories that I had heard that it was, at the very least, he was only talking to above age girls, right? Mm. And I was like, all right, it's creepy, but is it a criminal? Does he deserve to fucking lose his career? I was like, probably not. That was sort of my attitude on it, right? The Your shit Honor. That's in this documentary, I've only watched the first 10 minutes of it, but I'm going like, fucking, I gotta watch this. Mm. This is like, it's pretty goddamn damning. And all right, so good. We're gonna say.
I couldn't find the trailer.
I'm gonna be a southern lawyer and be like, Your Honor, I'm just a simple gay lawyer from the South. Is it illegal to have relations with a woman that looks like a child? It's hot when they look like a child, but it's gross when they act like one.
That's a great point. Truth bomb,
Your Honor. Your Honor, my client, he is innocent. Guilty of being a creep, innocent of breaking laws.
Let's see. There's no trailer, Shannon.
I don't know. I don't see a trailer.
I mean, just pull it up for a second. Okay. Yeah, it's called Chris D'Elia, The Problem, or The Problem with Chris D'Elia.
Podcaster, an empty shell of a man, Chris D'Elia. He went from being a rising name in comedy to being better known for a massive sexual assault and pedophilia scandal that broke in the summer of 2020.
And I'm praying what I'm hearing isn't true.
Honestly, my first reaction was just like, dude, like, why?
I don't know him. I don't know him like that.
Okay.
So I think we're at a time where everyone's really waking
up. It's really well made.
The way that we use our power.
It makes you want to watch it.
And enraged, Brady Cummings is speaking out about the allegations against Chris D'Elia.
Probably 37 different allegations.
Comedian Chris D'Elia is being sued for child sexual exploitation and child pornography. According to the suit, D'Elia invited an unnamed underage girl into his hotel room in 2014 and then had sex with her. The plaintiff claims she told D'Elia her age, and she said she was in high school at the time. She also says he asked for sexually explicit photos and videos from her.
Right. Saya the fuck.
You done.
We got it. So, but here's the thing. It's not even.
Seems like a real hit job to me.
No, not me.
You done.
That, but here's the thing. It goes, it's an hour long documentary. I still haven't watched it, so I don't have commentary on it. I'm just saying they go into like interviews with like girls that he was like with, like chicks that like dated him. The one chick.
Allegedly.
Can I say this? And look, this is what I will say, because I'm going to watch the documentary, okay? If there's this much smoke, right? I'm not even saying that there's fire. What I'm saying, if there's this much smoke.
Is it vape? It's fucking smoke.
If there's this much
candy
smoke.
Candy cigarettes. No, we've said this before, where there's pedo smoke, there's pedo fire.
Well, it's not even it's not even that so much. I don't truly know that, but what I will say is, like, if you have this much.
It's all made
let
up?
Me make my fucking point. Shut the fuck up.
You're right.
Thank you. Every time I try to make this point, everyone keeps on interrupting.
All right, go ahead.
So he keeps on. If there's this much fucking smoke and this much heat coming at you, if you expect people to want to work with you, you got to fucking address it. You can't just go, all right, I'm just not going to talk about like all of these different fucking girls that are underage and that are saying shit and then just sort of expect it to go away, you know? And I'm a guy who like, I don't fucking believe the cancel culture shit. Like we work with people that, you know, have had attempts at being canceled. I myself and the Legion of Skanks, we have articles written about us by that guy Seth Simons and other people. So I'm very sympathetic to that. But it's like, dude, if there's this much going on and there's this many fucking girls coming out and saying that you did this. You have to come out and address this specifically and head on.
Public suicide. Fucking Bud Dwyer this shit, dude. You're done. Fucked young girl. You're done. Right. No chance.
I think if he had a defense of any kind, he would have came out
with it. Well, that's the problem. But this is really the issue,
you
right?
You saw that video when he heard the thing about Snapchat. Did you see that?
Yeah, of course.
That was
where he has
wild.
The moment of recognition.
Where he's like, oh.
Can I also say it's like, who knows? You know, and things like that, that's just so, like, people put, like, a dramatic song behind it, and then they start zooming in on his face slowly as it happens.
And the Curb song?
Yeah, dude, I know.
It's amazing.
So it's
but it's like,
best.
Yes, when you frame it that way, you don't actually know what was going on in his head. So I'm not talking about that specifically. I'm just saying, if you got fucking a documentary coming out where your ex-manager, his ex-manager, his touring manager comes out, and he's like, no, this guy's, like, Cosby level sick.
No.
It's in this documentary. Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, no, then
it's,
really?
Yeah, it's fucking wild, dude.
That's who knows where the bodies are buried.
Yes,
so.
If you're getting this, you have to fucking come out and you have to go, yeah, dude, this is what's going on, this is what's going on, this is what's going on. You can't be fucking silent if you expect people to work with you in any capacity.
Or you just have to go away. Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Either you're done.
Well, didn't he go away and then, like, nothing happened and then he didn't really get, like, he just got, like, nanchulant. And then there was, like, no blowback and he kind of came back and was like, yeah, woo-woo. Is this a response to the fact that he never faced any, like, real, real consequences?
Maybe. I mean, there's people, there's that chick, Alice Hamilton, who has, like, a hard-on for this guy, right?
Yeah.
Just, she's fucking, like, relentless on social media against this guy. But she's also said shit about skanks. But that's my problem, is you lose your fucking credibility. Yeah. Like, if you genuinely want to just go after a fucking pedophile who's out there being, who it seems, seemingly, is actually fucking being really shitty to chicks, more power to you. I'm not actually, like, if that's your life, it seems like it's kind of a crazy choice as a comedian that's what your content has become, but more power to you. I don't really give a fuck. But then you start categorizing people in, like, the Legion of Skanks and Skankfest. We're not a fucking group of people that are doing anything to fucking chicks. We make fucking jokes. So you lose your credibility when you try to put us in the same category. But he constantly gets a lot of heat online, but it's also like he doesn't have any A-list projects anymore. He was digitally removed from a Netflix movie.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the amount. I don't know what it would take to digitally remove somebody from a movie, also, but I'm assuming it was a lot. It was a lot of fucking work, a lot of effort. They had to reshoot the entire movie with another chick and digitally put her in those scenes.
Hats off to Netflix for doing that and not canceling the whole project, because that's so frustrating when something happens and they go, well, we're getting rid of everything, and then everyone loses their job. Because of one fucking dickhead.
I think in like five years, there's going to be a very good doc to be made about different projects where they had to edit somebody out.
Oh.
Like D'Elia getting replaced with Tig. The new season of Try Guys on YouTube.
It's you, Ian, and Ellis.
they edited one of the four guys out because he got caught cheating on his chick.
Oh, no.
With one of their producers.
Oh, no.
So this guy's edited out of a season of a YouTube. Like, they do a video every day.
Jesus.
And you watch these editors just cutting around him. It must be so much fucking work.
It must suck. Yeah. So, all right, whatever. Like the
Dude, it's also telling, like, in those clips. I don't know, like, the whole podcast or whatever. But, like, if we found something out that we knew was not true about, like, our guys or whatever... Like, we all publicly went to bat for Shane because we were like, this is fucked up. He's not this.
Stupid, yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
But,
or
and like,
Ari,
we,
or
yes,
Tony.
Yes, yes.
Or any of these guys, who were making jokes.
For each other.
Any of these guys who got in trouble for making jokes. I think comics, it's our duty to fucking go to bat and to stand up and go, wait a minute, hold on.
Without a doubt.
It's a fucking joke.
Without
Even if you don't find it funny, you have to go, it doesn't matter. We're standing up for the right to try to make funny jokes and for the good of creativity and for the good of comedy that we want people to try provocative shit, to try to do edgy shit, to try to just find the funny in little pockets of dark areas that you may not, if you're not going to give it the fucking attempt, you're not going to find it, right? So when it's being funny, but when it comes down to actually like assaulting...
None of his friends are like, I know him, he would have never done this, I got his back, my rep's on... No,
super
well, he's doing a podcast now with Brendan Schaub and with Eric Griffin.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. But hold on. In that sense, isn't it so? I mean, isn't it kind of.
If you're still willing to have a show with him with all your names on it, that is co-signing.
There is something in my mind, I'm going like, well.
Schaub just wrote an X, but.
He dipped his hand in ink and pressed it on the page.
Crayon.
Brendan Schaub. Remember Matt Damon in
Matt Damon.
Team America.
Yeah, Team America.
Yeah. But I mean, also, like, this is indefensible. Like, if this comes out, like, what does it take? Do you know how many?
Well, no. Here's the point.
You gotta say, how old are you? Show me proof. And then if it's
no, but
not
I think
thing,
that's what he likes.
Bye bye.
He says,
bye.
Show me.
Bye bye.
He goes, show me proof. How old are you? And then she goes, I'm underage. She's like, sweet.
I think it's. He got busted doing exactly what he wanted to be doing. Like, I don't think it's...
And I don't know. The point I'm making, though, is, like, if there's this much fucking smoke, like, for me personally, like, I would have a hard fucking time working with Chris D'Elia on anything. It would be very difficult.
What if he was
I'd be asking him for all his awesome stories the whole time.
Can you teach me, King?
Teach me, King. I bow at your altar.
But I'm just saying, the ball's in his court, though, because he's got to, like, if a documentary like that comes out against you with this much evidence, with people talking shit, like you have to fucking come out and you have to defend yourself.
What would you do if you were on a lineup with him, if you found that out?
A police lineup? I'd be like, he taught me all this shit. He's a king. Yeah. What was I supposed to do?
I'd be standing there going, Pete.
I would, if I found out I was on like a lineup with him, I would go, hey, please take me off this, whatever. But I wouldn't make a public.
Would
like,
I take
it? No, I would. Blah, blah.
Would I
Good for you, Ian.
I wouldn't take myself off a lineup now. It's not my place to. It's not my place to fucking tell a club who to book.
I'm not telling them who to book. I'm telling them I don't.
You
wanna,
are in your own way. Would you? Would you just? Would you just cancel the spot quietly? Would you
would
even tell the club?
I would cancel quietly for me and go.
Okay.
Hey, actually, I can't do it. I got to do it. I wouldn't go. I refuse. I'm taking a la-la. It's like, no.
Okay, I understand.
You don't got to make a fucking thing. This is for me. I don't feel comfortable with it, but I'm not going to make it out. Like that fucking fag, John.
Let me say
Dick
this.
Winters.
I wouldn't. This is a great point. This is actually a really great question, right? Because, like, in my mind, I'm like, no, I got to be, you know, put my blinders on. It's not that I probably wouldn't cancel a spot, But if somebody asked me to do a show with him on it, I probably would quietly refuse. And I wouldn't say why.
Yeah.
You know, we're having this conversation. So we're, you know, we are fucking
this
doing
isn't
exactly
applied,
what
no
we
anymore.
Yeah.
But no, just realistically speaking, it is not because for any other reason except for like the optics. If I were you, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But me personally, people put me in that fucking category as a problematic person, a guy who's shitty to chicks. Like, I don't need that optic to fucking sort of be there, and that narrative to sort of be there. And me just, you know, running around town doing shows with a dude who, you know, at this point, dude, if he's innocent, it's on him to prove that he's fucking innocent at this point.
I mean, look, he and I are co-headlining a tour, but I'm
but besides that,
I'm not gonna promote it. But yeah. I hate this shit when people do that and they're not just like an adult about it. Like, okay, I'm not gonna do it for me. If they make like a like, there's this guy in fucking whatever the fuck, I think like Pittsburgh. And his name is John Dick Winters. He was a fucking loser. And like Louis was doing a thing and he was like, I won't do because it, like public, like write an article about me. And then it came out clearly that he was like a shitty guy to women and like tried to pull some shit.
Yeah.
You know, like when you do something publicly like that, I feel like it's like, look how good I am, the bad guy over there, because you're covering something.
Can I say though? So somebody in the racist live chat brought up, let me see, who was this? It's actually an interesting point. He goes,
well, that happened at the Cellar when Louis came back.
Ben in the Race of Live Chat goes, shut the fuck up, Ian. You raped an Asian hooker. That's not exactly what happened.
No, you faggot. I didn't do that. Never. I did not have enough money to pay. And then I took a business card and suggested her work elsewhere. And I've since made up for that. Asshole. That's not the same thing, you piece of shit. Ben, we need to get a job. You're in your fucking ear in a chat. Work for a living, pussy. And also come see me. You know my schedule. I'll fucking knock your ass out, bitch.
Or you guys can go get a massage. It's on you, though, Ben.
Yeah, yeah. Be the change you want to see in the world. Hey, I didn't tip her. I'm sorry. What do you want?
So then Calarizian says, Lewis said he would have Cosby on. And that's a great point. I would have Cosby on. Maybe I'm a hypocrite. I would definitely have Cosby on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, look, yeah. I'm saying it's Cosby. It's a little different. Yeah. Also Delia. Different category. It's Cosby. And well, he's so old.
It was years ago.
Come on.
If you had Cosby on.
He's not a current
on.
Danger.
Delia does jiu-jitsu. He's 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
He can take these women easily.
If you get raped by Cosby now, that's on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one
eye.
What
are you, narcoleptic?
He's in a fucking wheelchair.
Yeah.
If you had Cosby on, would it be like a Barbara Walters style interview, or would you just be doing like the regular hijinks, but it's just Bill Cosby?
We would definitely be doing the regular hijinks.
It would be a tell-all.
We would never interview. We'd simply do our bits and be like, who's most justified raping a woman?
My legs. Submit myself. How do you do a Cosby?
It's three Cosby videos.
Three times.
That's crazy. Yeah,
you're
right. I mean, I guess I'm it, but also it's not like I'm fucking. Like I said, I wouldn't remove myself from it. If I was booked on a lineup, then I found out Delia was on it. I wouldn't cancel my spot. I committed to do my spot. That guy is not him fucking being on a show. I don't think he's gonna hurt me. And the reality is, it's sort of on the bookers and those people to fucking do their thing. I'm not dictating who's on the show. But you're right.
But quietly, I don't want to be around that.
Yeah, rape.
The guy's a fucking.
Yeah. You know, if you were to look at everyone's skeletons, Ian, you're gonna not be doing many shows. So just so you know.
Me?
Just so you know, if we're gonna sit
you're
here,
only as sick as your secrets. No secret finance. I admit.
I'm not saying you. What I'm saying is you can do shows.
Yes.
And for you to go down any given lineup, any given Sunday.
Okay, well then maybe I should leave now. Fucking scumbag.
We got two rapists right here. We rape.
Rape, rape.
La 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 la.
Rape on the first fucking date.
Oh, Jesus.
Lewis. You were pushing your earphone closer to your ear. We're coming through your headphones, dude.
Yeah, you're right. I was like, what? This is very clear. I'm now well aware.
And like, if you were going to split hairs on morality, like, I would do a show with a murderer.
What?
I would interview a murderer.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Or me and Chris Fager tried to get John Hinckley on High Society.
I tried to get my dad's murderer on the Real Ass podcast, yes, but he was dead already.
I would get Hinckley, yes. Yeah. But there's a difference, I think, because you're interviewing Hinckley as like, wow, this is whatever. You're not like, almost like, they're not in our industry. They're not in the thing we do. You know?
I'm just saying that I'm not a hypocrite for saying that it would be tough to work with D'Elia right now. It would be a tough fucking if D'Elia's like, dude, let's start a podcast together. I'm like, dude, I want to.
I know.
Just can we let the
more than anything? I would fucking love to. Dude, and if you want to share,
dude, a pickup artist podcast with Chris D'Elia and Luis J. Gomez.
Oh.
How to pick up chicks, dude.
You're Coke magic. He's just Coke.
Doggy, I'm. If he came to me right now and said, dude, let's do a pickup artist podcast, just for the hilarity of it, it would be. It's so funny that it would be tough to turn down.
You know how they spell fat ass white girl, PAWJ?
Yeah.
Can you guys start a podcast called Pog Patrol?
Pog Patrol.
By the way, that needs to be something on the set. Pog Patrol really needs to be on the
set. Can we leave?
Can that be like a detective show with Derek?
New segment. No. New segment on the Real Ass Podcast. Pog Patrol. And what we do, Shannon, you pull up a fat ass white girl, and we have to decide, or we have to determine whether or not she is above the legal age, if she's above 18.
What?
So you have to, Shannon, you got to find Pog Patrol. Shut up, dude.
This is dangerous.
Shut up, dude. This is a great bit. This is a great bit. You shut the fuck up, dude.
So Shannon, the answer's going to have to be yes every time.
You remember before Lewis said the thing about MMA was like, it was like watching people walk a tightrope?
Yeah.
Pog Patrol.
It is, yeah.
Every day, watching me and Lewis balance our careers.
Dude, that is the funniest segment idea that we've ever had.
Oh my god.
It's just we can't do it. We're such bitches, dude. Old dude, core values we'd be doing the Pog Patrol segment. Natalie, you're the voice of reason, literally, because Shannon's so like abused and beaten at this point that she can't tell what's right and what's wrong. She genuinely can't. I can't go to Shannon for any like sort of gauge on moral code. Is this Pog Patrol bit a bad idea?
It is a bad idea. It is a funny idea, though. So
it's
up
funny.
To you if you don't want to do it or not.
Dude, it's, well, here's the, what if me and Zach, we...
No.
We remove ourselves from the game and we make our guests play it.
Did you hear all his dates? He can't fuck with that. Come on.
No. No.
Keep on saying no.
No. Just, I'll play. Just don't put a camera under the table. No!
Someone put this in the chat.
Oh, God.
Pog Patrol. Dougie, it's the funniest fucking idea for a game ever. It's so uncomfortable. You're bringing up fucking TikTok girls shaking their ass, and you have to determine whether or not they're of age.
No. No.
Chris D'Elia's Pog Patrol, a segment on our show.
That's incredible. That's amazing. But no.
No.
No. No. Whatever. I want to see the documentary. It looks interesting.
It does look interesting. I will watch
it. I always love documentaries on people that are innocent. Anyway, continue.
Which you very well might be. I don't know. I'm just saying, if somebody came out with a fucking documentary with interviews of chicks that I was abusing, which it's on the horizon.
La, 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 la.
It's going to be on Verizon.
Dude, I mean, I would address it. I would have to be like, no, that's a fucking lie. This person's bullshit. She's a whore. I'm going to fucking kill her. I'm going to find her. Bitch, I'm coming for you.
Dead ball
honest.
Go, Mike.
Assemble. Find her. Get her now. I'm just saying, like, you would have to fucking, you know.
No, if you're innocent and somebody makes a movie like this, you're screaming from the mountaintops like this is bullshit.
Like, that's fucking crazy.
I don't think you just sit on it.
I'm suing that guy. If I'm innocent, I'm suing that guy. I'm suing everybody involved. Yeah. I'm fucking clearing my fucking name, and I won't stop fucking talking about it. That's psychotic. Yeah.
Well, I've always thought about that, like, in court, if you get charged with a crime you didn't do, how do you just sit there and, like, let the lawyer talk to you and not be like, I'm fucking innocent?
Yes,
like, are you people insane?
Exactly.
Like, how do you do that?
No, man, lawyer up and shut up.
Oh, yeah, God, but when you're in the courtroom, like, how do you not...
Listening to people lie about you?
God damn it, somebody in the racist live chat put a video of me sexually assaulting Shannon. Now, this looks bad. All right, pull this up. I can explain.
God.
Let me just hold on. Time out for a minute.
Yeah. What?
Why did you record
video
this?
Is this going to be? Oh, it's real.
Yeah, it was my birthday.
So, okay. Your Honor.
Now, Your Honor, I'm
my client had turned the tender young age of 41 and was feeling his wild oats.
He was
now,
entitled.
The only young underage thing in this woman is her tits. And even those are not looking young these days. Now, I'm sorry, Shannon.
Look, yeah, sorry, first of all, Shannon, all right, couple things. Let me defend myself. Number one, it was
who's
my birthday.
Who's HR around here?
Our homosexual retard. He's in the gay blind mic. He's blind and does a lot of weird shit. Shannon, also Shannon, number one, it was my birthday. Number two, Shannon, really, she wanted it. Let's get real.
You can tell by me saying no, 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 no.
Yeah, Shannon. Don't be an asshole, Shannon. You like when I give you a little sniff. Right?
No.
It was a bit, right?
She was like, it was a bit inappropriate for the work environment.
Yeah, she's still not.
Damn.
She legit seems shell shocked.
Yeah, I'll shock her shell. Shannon, you want to get a shell shocked? Shannon?
You want me to defend Your Honor?
Blame Shannon.
No, you're going to make it worse, Ian, I think.
Oh, okay, all right. Because I was going to put this on the ground and have Lewis slip on it.
Listen to me. You know what? Let's go to the bitch booth. Now show them titties. Do a little dance, girls, for the boys at home.
Look at those shoulder shakes.
Cool. Natalie, dance for the boys. There we go.
Maybe. We haven't gone to the bitch booth in a while.
I know. Can you guys pucker your lips a little bit? Like maybe get a little kissy faces at the
pucker
camera?
Pucker your ass a little bit, please?
Come on, gals.
Jesus Christ, Ian. Have some respect.
Come on, Ian.
I was talking to Schroeder.
Oh. He's been puckered since we started.
Trying to give the boys a little bit of a show, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, does it live, does it die? Tractor Trailer Edition.
What?
Does it live or does it die?
I also don't know what is
what?
It's a game where we determine, we watch the beginning of a video, and we will figure out if somebody died, if anybody died, how many people died, based off of the little bit of data that we have.
I love it.
Okay, so I'm going to show it from two different angles.
Whoa.
Ah, they live.
Whoa.
Who are we looking
Lisa,
for?
Call 911.
Should you dumb asshole? All
right, so this is apparently what happened.
Which people?
Whoa!
Live.
Oh my God! Oh, do that again.
Some people.
Do live. That again. That person was decapitated. Shannon, please.
I have to refresh.
No, they lived.
No, I think they went underneath. Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah.
You think they ducked?
Low bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a superhero.
Did they Matrix that?
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, Sanka, you all did?
Right. So there's somebody standing next to that
the
truck.
Person standing next to the truck. Oh, yeah, no, the door. Oh. That person is dead.
Nah, they lived.
No way.
They lived. Come on.
I'm going dead on this one.
I'm saying not only that person died, I think another person died. I think there's two deaths here. And then three more injuries.
No, where was that? Where's this video from, Shannon?
Maine?
No, they're tough up there. They're built different.
Yeah, they get hit by moose all the time.
Yeah, it's 4 degrees every day. No. Yeah. They're good.
Lots of little kids from Pet Cemetery.
I haven't seen it.
Just laugh anyway. There you go.
If it's a movie reference, just assume I got it.
I don't know. I don't know who the fuck Ellis is. We were talking about that for 20 minutes. I just laughed at everything.
Yeah. Let's go. Shannon, what's the story here?
Okay, so it says everybody, just so that you know, everybody was going 5 to 10 miles per hour. There was no salt or sand on the road. Mm. Multiple people were hospitalized, but there were no fatalities.
Wow. Ian Schroeder,
over here.
We are correct. Philadelphia.
Bitch booth number two.
Out, are you from Philly?
Bucks County. Nice. Yeah.
Nobody died.
Told you.
That's crazy.
I really thought the guy that was standing next to the pickup truck ate it.
No, you can see that he. Well,
no.
Can we do a slow mo? Is there a way
please
to
do
a slow mo?
It's on Instagram. I have to keep refreshing it, but I can play it again.
I was gonna go with that's my name now that I'm Jewish. Slow mo.
Yeah, good stuff.
I mean, you can see it from that angle.
Now the other angle, it looks like he hooks underneath.
It looks like the door closes on his body.
Oh, like when Bam Margera gets hit with the giant hand.
Yep,
he
exactly.
Just goes
that's
under
what
it.
I feel. Look.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, you're right.
He misses it.
But then look at the guy.
His body's spinning.
Oh, yeah. I didn't notice that. That guy is
the back
like
of the truck annihilates somebody.
I'm going to let it play through again.
Yeah, let it play through again.
I could watch this all day.
Put the Curb theme song on.
Where the back of the truck lands is fuck somebody up.
Put the Benny Hill theme song on.
See, guy gets out of his car. Right.
Oh,
there
is a guy back there too. Look, he tries to run away.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
I was looking at the first guy.
I was talking about the first guy.
I didn't even see that back guy.
Yeah, that second guy ate it too.
He like Scooby Doo like slips trying to run away. It's hilarious.
He was running in place.
Damn.
Yeah, watch it. Because
he should have died.
That would just fuck up my whole day.
Well, he's under his truck, right? Yeah, I think it would.
Look at him try to run away.
Let's find the bright
side. All
of
the wheels just missed him. That's a miracle, dude. Good.
Let's find the bright side. They may have to get surgery, and they're going to have fun going under.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You know what? Good for him.
And maybe that was a Walmart. Going,
my meniscus. I can't fight now.
If that was a Walmart truck, they could get paid.
Dude, I'm so stressed out about time today. Ian, I'm glad you have to leave early. So then I don't have to feel bad about it.
Got you, bro.
Yeah.
Got you,
what are you
bro.
Doing? Why do you have to leave early?
Yeah, where are you going?
I have to go do...
another show.
Yes.
Whose show?
My show.
So a show that you can be late for?
No.
Yeah.
Because I have to do that because I'm doing the bonfire later with the tail, and I can't be late for that. So if I'm late for one thing in the morning, it fucks everything up for the rest of the day.
You're going to stay till 12:15.
I am going to stay till 12:15.
That's fine.
And then I'm going to... Skedaddle. Run in place like that guy.
Love
and
it.
Go, whoop.
I got to go see, my girl wants to go see the new Avatar movie today. So from here.
That's why you're leaving?
No. I have to go see my son's musical.
That's why you're leaving?
Not a musical, but a winter concert. Like he's singing, you know, fucking Jingle Bells and shit.
Aw. That's cute.
And then we're going to go see Avatar, and then we're going to dinner. But Avatar is like 3.5 hours long.
It's these movies got to stop.
What time are you going to have dinner? Fucking midnight?
It's fucking wild. And she really, dude, by the way, she's the best. She's the best. It's my first time she's ever been high maintenance in the relationship.
Ooh.
It was just now.
What do you mean?
Because she wants to go to a nice movie theater. So we have to go to a very specific movie theater. And then I was like, well, do we have to? I was like, why don't we go to another one? She's like, no, I really want to go to this nice one. I was like, all right, it's making it really tight on time. It's going to be.
What if she has like a surprise for you guys?
Ooh.
At the theater.
It could be.
She pulls out a gun and starts shooting everybody.
She's dressed like the Joker for some reason.
Yeah. No. So we're going to go see Avatar. Is it good? What are the reviews on Avatar right now?
I heard it sucks.
I never saw it.
No, does it really?
One.
No.
Yeah,
it's 3.5 hours long.
It looks stupid as shit.
Why are all these movies so fucking long now?
I hate it.
The movies are longer, but our attention spans are short.
It makes you think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got to sit through a 3.5 hour movie right now.
How many times are you going to take a piss during the movie? I would have to go at least 2 or 3.
I don't know, but I'm going to get super high before I go, and then...
I'm sure it looks good.
High.
I'm sure the story stinks.
Can I see the trailer for Avatar, Shannon? And what are people saying about it? What does the Rotten Tomato meter say?
What's the live chat say? They've probably seen it. Especially that Ben fuck that doesn't have a job. He probably saw it in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Also, I prefer a shitty, dumpy movie theater to like a classy. In the middle of the afternoon, go to a shit movie theater.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to be there.
Book. Yeah, if it's nighttime, though, a nice one's nice.
Yeah. No,
daytime,
if it's like
nice
date night, you know. Here we go.
Ew, it's like their faces.
They can swim now?
Somebody said it's good, it's not great.
What is the concept of Avatar? I never saw the first one.
Yeah, I missed it.
I don't really remember. It's like they created these Avatar beings to go like...
So you can live as different people on different planets. It's like you have an Avatar on another planet.
Dad, I know
you think I'm crazy. Poppycock says, saw it while high and it was entertaining as fuck. Lewis will cry at the end because
spoiler.
He gave me the spoiler.
Jesus,
you piece of
Christ.
Shit.
They got you in the
cocksucker.
Chat. Hilarious.
Piece of shit. I'm fucking out here watching fucking.
Well, enjoy that 3.5 hours. That's not like what's about to happen.
He said you're gonna cry though. So
yeah, whatever, it doesn't matter. I actually don't even give a shit about spoilers. Like a spoiler never really. I'm like, yeah, obviously.
I forget.
Yeah,
I don't even care about that. It's the execution of it all. You can find out that somebody dies at the end of a movie. If they didn't do a good job at getting you to be emotionally invested in that character throughout the movie, it means nothing. And honestly, knowing that they're going to die even sort of makes you fucking like, oh, fuck, dude. Like you're preparing yourself for it is even better. So I won't cry, faggot.
Dude, when one of the Harry Potter books came out or whatever, So, somehow something got leaked with like the ending, and me and my friends got in the car, and I had a bullhorn, and we went. There was a huge line to get in. Spoiler. And I was like, who's excited for the new Harry Potter? And everyone's like, wee!
You did not like, scream out that Dumbledore
who's
dies.
Who's excited that blah, blah, blah?
Dumbledore dies.
And dude,
that's it.
Everyone was like,
they're like, Expelliarmus.
Yeah, I was a dickhead, but it was very funny.
Dude, that's fucking, I would really.
I called the radio station, and I used to call on like prank call radio stations, and I was like, hello, it's me, Harry Potter. I just wanted to let you know the Voodoo dies. And I, like, dude, it was a fight. It was
just
fucking awesome.
Terrorizing the town.
Yeah, I was like a fucking terror when I was young. It was amazing. There was like one of the NSYNC guys was playing the TLA, and there was like a huge line of people. And I was walking by, I was like, oh my God, it's JT, or like whatever their name was. And all these people got out of line to go fucking, and then someone, what do those handicapped people have that's like the
wheelchairs?
Crutches on their hands?
Stilts?
There's something about Marys.
Yeah. One of them got out of line.
Burdened parents?
And I mistakes. So this little mistake got out of line and was like,
clean shoes.
You fucking gay, dude. You fucking gay. She just kept, this little retarded girl just kept yelling at me, calling me gay. And I was like, yeah, God. Look, man, we all grow up.
Okay? All right, so let's talk about this.
Turned into a snake there at the end.
All right, what is this, Dear Abby, Shannon? I like this story. My sister told me not to breastfeed my baby in front of her boyfriend.
Ooh.
Yeah, so this woman is a new mother. She says she likes to usually breastfeed the baby on her couch because she has all the pillows to prop up the baby. Her sister is going to come over to introduce her new boyfriend to her and her husband and her baby. And before she came over, she said, could you refrain from whipping out your boobs in front of my new boyfriend?
That's a good drawing, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. It's a little naked doodle.
Cool. Nice. Pog Patrol, how old is it?
This is a 10-year-old girl.
No, Lewis!
She's very
no.
young.
She developed very young.
Cover it!
She developed very young.
Okay, look, I'm gonna draw. Here's a little boy. This is
all right, even it out. Balance.
This is a 7-year-old penis.
Oh,
just so
I'm not
you know.
Looking. Sweet. Ralph was summoned.
Ralph walked right
in. Ralph's like, I'm horny.
My child escaped.
Can you draw child porn? Am I allowed to draw, like,
no, this that's, little? There's... No, right?
No, isn't that what half a fucking hentai is?
So if I said this really? Is a 7-year-old boy and I draw me eating his ass right now and then I jerk off to completion to it,
yeah.
Is that weird?
If it's to completion, you're getting arrested.
Yeah, but also, aren't you going to get kicked off YouTube for just even saying that now?
I don't know. Shannon, delete it, edit it. Smack it.
Oh, so you're
it,
so you're a fan of censoring speech?
No, dude. That's why you'd be a Gas Digital subscriber, bitch.
Boom. You're welcome,
bitch. Mm-hmm. In addition, visual representations, drawing cartoons and paintings that appear to depict minors engaged in sexual activity are obscene and under illegal under federal law.
No, Lewis, that wasn't a 7-year-old. That was Hasbulla. It was Hasbulla. It's fine.
Get it away!
He's in his 20s.
Let it on fire! Let it on
don't
fire!
Don't light it on fire!
No, don't actually let it on fire. I need that later.
you just eat it? Yeah, eat it.
Eat it, start coming.
Oh my God, he's eating it.
Send a girl penis in your mouth.
He loves it. I gotta even it out. Adult penis, where?
So you can't even draw it. So wait a minute. When I see, and I have seen, not that I looked at on purpose.
Sounds like
that
it.
Stop. Go to a different story.
No, new news. I got it.
Careful.
Because we've all seen this.
Uh-huh. What?
Don't
no!
put this on us.
No.
Ian's going on tour.
No! Yeah, like Chris Griffin getting his dick sucked.
No!
Sometimes you're
after
clicking through.
High school.
Dude, Junkie Dog 420 in the Race of Life just said, draw Child Muhammad's dick.
Oh, wow.
Doggy, no, we've all seen Lisa Simpson sucking Bart Simpson's dick.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we have.
No.
It's in the sidebar.
We have.
Stop
it is in the sidebar.
Stop putting the things in my head.
It's in
now
the sidebar.
Now my head's a pedophile. Stop.
We've seen it. We've seen Chris Griffin sucking on Meg Griffin's titties. Right? These things happen. So is that child porn? Have I been viewing child porn this entire time?
Yep, go to jail.
To the law.
Go to jail. Yeah, go to jail.
Report yourself.
Just kill myself.
Bud Dwyer it.
Doggy.
This could hurt somebody.
So you know what? Let he who is without sin cast the first stone. That's what I say. Who has not seen Lisa Simpson sucking Bart Simpson's dick?
Do I have a stone?
You know what? We rape dicked it. Crystal Lee is innocent. You know, we figured it all out, guys.
I knew you'd get
happy
there.
Happy holidays. This is the Real Ass Podcast.
Hark the herald angels sing.
The Lord did into a thing.
No.
Those aren't the words to that song.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Delete us all, a little boy's cock. Coming and glancing and looking around.
Oh, fuck. This is a great Christmas episode.
This really was.
Yeah, we're not done. We have 5 minutes.
It's the first time we mentioned Christmas.
We have 4 minutes.
It's a Christmas episode.
All right.
Don't be an asshole.
Christmas episode.
We did record a Christmas episode already on
yesterday.
That's going to be playing on Friday.
Uh-huh.
I feel like this one involved more Christmas miracles, though.
Yeah.
This was a very special Christmas episode. That's not fair.
It's a miracle on 6th Street.
I'm funny.
Oh, you are. Looking.
Ooh.
Fire.
Did you hit the explosion at the end?
What?
Did you hit the explosion at the end?
No.
Did you really not?
No.
What if it's a Ghost of Christmas Future?
Dude, the Ghost of Christmas Future just hit the explosion thing.
I didn't touch it.
All right, we're going to get out of here in 2 minutes, Ian. What do we close on here?
What else is in the news?
No.
Talk about the breastfeeding woman at all.
Oh, we didn't talk about it. You're right. All right, so yeah, what do you think here? Is it crazy? You know, this woman, she's pulling her titties out. Her sister's like, hey, don't pull your titties out in front of my boyfriend. I'm bringing them over.
Yeah.
Do you think that the woman has a right to ask her sister to not breastfeed her
Whose
own
house
children?
Is it?
The woman's house.
What, the breastfeed woman or the girl?
Breastfeed woman's house. And the sister's bringing her boyfriend over for like lunch or whatever. And she's like, hey, can my boyfriend comes over, keep those titties away? Because they're fucking
good.
Well, nice. It sounds like it's the kind of sister where there's a possibility she's going to whip her tits out. Like, if she had to bring it up beforehand.
She's breastfeeding children.
Well, yeah,
is
but it's
it regularly. Not on the person with the breast to go, I'm going to go in another room?
Is it a one-bedroom apartment? Like,
I think this is the debate. I don't, as somebody who has a kid, I'm the only one who has a kid here, I don't think it's weird for a woman to pop her titty out in a park, in a mall, really anywhere. It's very, very natural. You know, it's just part of the human experience. I don't think it's at all inappropriate, but also in the same time, it's fucking hot. Like, I enjoy watching that titty meat. Like,
that's
there's just
the
something.
You don't want some creep Lewis looking at it.
Wait, also, wouldn't you want to leave the room?
Yes. No, baby, don't.
No, it's like decency. An empowerment thing.
No, it's not. Where it's
girls
a fucking.
Post, no,
shut
girls,
the fuck up. Let them be empowered, idiot.
No.
Yes, girls post like their profile picture now if they have a baby. It's them with one titty out getting it sucked on.
It's grow up. You just want the attention. Fucking be. Remember when our mothers were like, it didn't want to be in front of cameras. The camera would come out, my grandmother would be like, don't film me. Remember that? They had decency. We used to be a proper country. Baseball uniforms used to be tight. And I think if you got titties, you don't whip them. Just turn around. What's so bad about turning around?
Well, you turn around. You could also better turn around and answer your own question.
Turn around and beat off.
It's not my job. It's your titties.
Not really. She's feeding a baby for Earth. This baby is going to maybe grow up and be a better person than you, who isn't shaming women for fucking doing something so natural.
There's no shame. I'm making a suggestion. I'm not shaming.
You're yelling it from the rooftops.
Well, I'm Jewish now. Okay?
Isn't it like
I own the rooftops?
Isn't it like Bruce Willis of The Sixth Sense? He's been annoying everyone his whole life, and it turns out he's been Jewish the whole time.
Dougie, I'm just saying, I don't think that a woman needs to, and also it's fucking hot. On a double-ended, this is fucking great, dude.
Yeah, there's creeps everywhere.
The feminist movement needs to get back to enjoying women being whores.
Yeah, burn your bras.
My
burn
body, bras. My choice, my dad I don't talk to.
Yeah. I love feminism
hey, nice.
A few years ago.
Boom. And
we don't need you people trying to get women to put their titties away.
I didn't say put them away. I just said wouldn't I feel like if I were the woman here, I'd be more comfortable without people looking at me.
Now it's a statement.
Most people look away. I will stare aggressively.
You stare at the
titty. You try to make eye contact with the
baby.
Titty.
The baby.
I'll make thirsty faces.
Dude, I fucking...
No, if you look at the baby, that's child porn. You can't do that.
Oh, shit, dude. What if I take a picture just of the baby?
Yeah, you can't look at a baby.
It's not hot. Can I say this? A child sucking on a titty is not that hot.
When you want to be the child, it is.
No. What it's hot is the fact that I'm getting to see her nipple and her titty meet. I'm getting to see the areola. You get to see, even if it's in the baby's mouth. But then if you stare long enough, that baby's got to fucking swallow for a second and burp. That titty pops right out.
That's the best part.
That's full-fledged titty right there. You get a titty for free in life. And how is that not a beautiful fucking thing? I don't understand this issue.
Because
Natalie,
you're spying.
Natalie, back me up on this, Natalie. Am I not being
you're
fucking...
You're spying. You're being a creep.
I'll back you up on this. I wouldn't be a creep about it, but I agree that they should be out there. That's
they
fine.
Should be out
but
there.
But isn't Lewis's point that he's being a creep about it?
My point is that it's inconsequential me being a creep because this bitch should be able to feed her baby when she wants to feed her baby. A peripheral benefit of that is my creepy button gets to be pressed a little.
Feed your baby when you want to feed your baby, but as a parent, like, why would you be okay with strangers seeing your tits with the innocence of a child next to it? Cover up! Turn around!
Well, maybe fucking shaming sex workers?
Ian's
yes, Shannon?
Yearning for
no.
A simpler
what,
time.
Shannon?
Maybe this is why the sister asked her to cover up, because she knew the guy was going to
boom.
Find it hot.
Oh, boom.
Maybe
boom.
The guy's a creep.
Okay,
thank you.
So what? You find it a little hot. It's natural for him. Now he can't
God,
walk
God
around
forbid
naturally?
The man likes tits.
Maybe that chick should be empowered.
What an animal.
Maybe that guy...
Throw
that
him
chick,
in a cell with Dalia, this titty
the,
lover.
The chick should be empowered to go, hey... Don't look at my fucking sister. Hey, don't be a creep. Where's that empowerment to stand up for yourself?
There you go.
Yeah. You know what? You're right, Ian.
I am.
I love that.
Dalia
Ian...
is innocent.
I know. No, I don't know. No.
No.
I know.
Clip it.
No.
All right. Whoa. We got to wrap it up. Thanks for watching. Merry Christmas, everyone. We'll be back on Monday. Well, we'll be back Friday with another new show, but Monday we'll be back in studio. Have a great Christmas. Good night.
Happy Hanukkah. I love you.
That's all, folks.